This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. After the death of Shaul, the king that God rejected, the transition to David's kingdom involved years of bloodshed, as we read in chapters 1 through 4 of 2 Samuel. The book opens with a young man claiming to David that he had killed Shaul in mercy, probably hoping to score points with David on two levels. First, that he had killed David's supposed enemy, and second, in a noble way. Instead, David had the young man killed. We go on to read how factions rose up against one another in civil war. Those loyal to the house of Shaul against those loyal to David. As Shaul's right-hand man, Abner, was being pursued, he had a moment of clarity, posing this question in chapter 2, verse 26. Does the sword devour forever? Do you not know that it will be bitter in the end? And until when will you say to the people to turn back from after their brothers? Although he attempted to unite the kingdom, he was murdered in revenge by rogue men from David's camp. As an aside, never make the mistake of thinking that because something is in the Bible, it is God approved. That is, the divine author of Scripture has included the wickedness of humankind for our instruction, not because he delights in nor winks at sin. The sinfulness of Bible heroes demonstrates God's grace, not an indifference to sin. That said, I can't help but think that this bloodshed is the result of the people of Israel clamoring for a king to rule over them. Back in 1 Samuel chapter 8, when they cried for an earthly king, God declared that they were rejecting him and forewarned them what the behavior of a king would take from them. Today we look around the world at violent transfers of power and government oppression and think that these are political problems, but in reality, these are results of a spiritual problem. The people have rejected God from reigning over them. These chapters of 2 Samuel and many other Bible passages warn us of the dangers of putting our trust in men and placing our loyalties to them above loyalty to God. John chapter 2 tells us that Yeshua himself did not commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. In the end, politicians, celebrities, and even pastors are only human. The Bible admonishes us to fix our eyes upon Yeshua, to pick up our cross and follow him. One day, we will be like him because we shall see him as he is. Be careful to whom you commit yourself to and place your loyalty with. In the end, you can only be as good as they are. Now, go honor your king.